Good morning, Pastor Marty. On my right or your left is Patty, my wife. And I got my Benjamin, my oldest son, on my left. On your right, we're just here this morning to tell you how much we love you. And we're so glad you took the time just to connect with us this morning. I want you to know, we miss you. We miss you being in the house here with us. We miss the connection. I know we're supposed to be apart, but man, that's difficult for a touchy, hugging guy. It sounds a little weird, I know, when I say that, but it's the reality of it. We really love you and miss you and pray God's best on you. Pray for your safety in this moment, in the season as well. And we take it very serious and just want to believe God with you. And if you're watching, you're going through an illness or you're struck by fear of something in your life right now, I believe that in the next few minutes, while we're all together, while the team is worshiping and with a few songs, we have a special dance by Aaron, who leads Divine Dance. So beautiful. And then I'm just going to give you a short message that I believe will really encourage your heart this morning. I felt like the Lord dropped that in my heart this week to share. I've shared it before, but I think it's so pertinent to where we are right now. So I want to pray for you, and then we're going to just do a little worship together. Will you close your eyes and bow your head with me? Lord, I thank you for your love and for your life and for your purposes in our lives. I pray that today, each and every one that is watching, God, that you'll encourage them, you'll lift them up, you'll bless their lives. And Lord, let them know, each and every one, you're not upset at them, you're not mad at them, but you have come to give them life and that more abundant. Thank you for it. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, if you're watching today, will you share this? Comment. We've got people ready to answer you back, to pray for you if you need prayer, if you need anything. Put a comment in the page. Share this with your friends. Come on. Let's have great church together this morning. Welcome the worship team as they're going to sing for us right now.
Amen. Come on, sing this with us. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the
bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name.
He never stops working.
even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. He never stops, he never stops working. Never stops, he never stops working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
He is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. He is a miracle working God for you today. I'd like to just do that song one more time. I want all you guys to sing that together. You may need a miracle today. You may be stuck in a spot in your life. You need a way out. The Bible says he makes a way of escape for you and I. He'll help you today. I want you to just let the song sink into you one more time as they sing it together, guys.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, you're the promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Amen. That's who he is. He's a way maker today. So glad that you've taken time to join us today. So grateful for the worship team all around us here helping us to worship through a moment in our lives that none of us asked for. But here we are. And I just want to say to everyone again, we miss you. We really miss you. I know some that are introverted, they're saying, wow, this is a gift from God. And I know they're a little funny saying that, but this is a moment that maybe we're at a physical distance, but we need to be socially connected. And I'm so glad that you're here today. If you've never gotten a text information from the City Church, text the word connect to 585-487-8100 so that we can stay connected with you and you can get updates, because we're figuring this thing out day by day, and we want to keep you in the loop on all that as well. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're doing good. And this is a great time for families to come together. Come together and worship him. Hear God's word together. We're going to be a few minutes this morning together. I want Pastor Ryan to come up. I've asked him and Pastor Aaron every time we've gotten together to come on up and share a word with you, because we're not doing this alone. We need one another. Come on up, Pastor Ryan.
Good morning. Aren't you blessed by the worship team, all those that have been serving? Mr. Mo Schoen behind the camera, we love you and appreciate you. Mr. Zach behind the other camera, you're such a blessing. My brother Ben on the drums this morning, who was standing with my parents, and all of you at home, you are a blessing. I've received so many texts and emails and Facebook messages this week. You are an encouragement to me and to my family. Hey, I want to just share with you just a couple thoughts that I had this week. We talked about a portion of Scripture in Ephesians. It says that he'll do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And you've heard that preached. You've heard that spoken. You've heard that ministered about. And I want to just point out a specific word in that passage, beyond what we can think. And I want to ask you this morning, I want to ask you what your thoughts are. I want to ask you, what are you thinking? What are you concentrating on in this moment of struggle, in this moment of difficulty? He'll do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. But I want to ask you this morning, check your thoughts at the door. Check on what you're thinking moment by moment, because the word says that he'll do exceedingly above your thoughts. So whatever you think, the Bible says, whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if when we think what we're thinking, he'll do more than. I challenge you this morning to check your thinking. And Mark, there's another portion of scripture that I'm sure will be read in the next couple weeks here, as Jesus is brought in and he begins to speak to his people. He begins to minister to the multitudes, and he says something. He says, have faith in God. Jesus himself, that was sent to be the sacrifice for humanity, pauses in a moment of struggle, pauses in a moment. He's about to be led to be crucified, and he pauses in that moment, and he says, have faith in God. He's challenging our thought process. He's challenging our thinking. He's challenging the thoughts that cross through our minds. And then after that, he says, if you speak to a mountain to be removed, he said, he'll cast it into the sea. And I just want to point something out in that scripture. He didn't say have faith in the mountain. He didn't say to have faith in the struggle. He didn't say to concentrate on the struggle. I'm not suggesting that you just close your mind to the world. I believe in wisdom, but I also believe in faith. And see, faith goes beyond logic. Faith goes beyond thought process. Faith goes beyond the natural and steps into the supernatural. And that's what Jesus said. He says, have faith in God. And then I want to read one last scripture to you. I just want to encourage you this morning to put your hope in him this morning. And it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. And if you don't hear another word that I say this morning, hear these words. It says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Just like Jesus didn't say, just check out the mountain and just rest on that thing. He said, have faith in God. Paul's telling us the same thing. He says, rather we fix our gaze on the things that can't be seen. See, the things that we see, they're temporal, the Word of God says. But the things that can't be seen, they're eternal. I encourage you this morning in your homes, with your kids, with your spouse this morning. I'm not saying to dismiss reality. I'm not saying to just check out, but I am saying make your focus on your faith. Make your resting place on his word that he's spoken over and through you, and let that be the center of your mindset. I love you. We love you. We want you to continue to join us. Would you welcome Pastor Aaron?
Amen. That's so good. We continually need to set our minds on things above, not on things on earth. And I believe that God is really raising us up for a big move. And so we have to continually just press into his word and press into the faith that we have every single day, because he's moving. He's moving in great ways right now. Well, today I asked Pastor if I can share in a little bit of a different way. I don't know about you, but for me, music has always been healing for me. It's been a way of just hearing music. It gets me through some tough times, some happy times. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a director of Divine Dance Studio. It's a Christian dance studio. And so movement and music is just a part of who I am. It's a part of our family. And I started listening to a song a few weeks ago called God With Us. And I know it's a scripture that is often used around Christmas time. You know, we read, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Well, a few weeks ago when I started listening to this, I locked myself in the studio and I blared the music, and it just really spoke to me. I just began to move and dance to it and worship to it. And I just wanted to share this song with you as a reminder that no matter what we're going through, no matter what you're facing, God is with us. His very name, Emmanuel, means that he's with us through the highs, the lows, everything that we're facing right now. You know, we sang the song, he's a way maker. He's moving in ways, but he wants us to know that he's with us every step of the way. And so I want to share this song with you, and I hope that the words just get inside your heart, get inside your mind, and so you know that every step that you're taking, that God is truly with you this morning.
Be not dismayed, fear not the darkness, Jesus is here, he walks beside us, gracious is he, through all our
beautiful. Thank you, Aaron. That was amazing. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us at all times, in particular when times are difficult. He's with you and I now. He's with us right now in this moment. He's with you in your home or wherever you are watching this or listening to it. He is with you. I want to encourage you today, if you've never connected with us on our texting capacities here, we send out texts. You know, I don't know, maybe 2 times a week, 3 times a week, let people know. It could be a little more during the season, just to keep you updated. But if you'll text the word CONNECT to 585-487-8100, you'll get those updates on a regular basis. Also, if you're watching today, will you share this on your page right now and just invite somebody to maybe do church with you this morning? It's just an amazing thing to see people not only from all over the nation. I was in Indonesia, I don't know if it was 3 years ago, and I looked on our page this morning, and there was a person from Surabaya, Indonesia, that was watching the earlier service, and we've had people from Germany, Washington State, Florida, Arizona, California, all over, and I'm just so grateful for that. And I tell you that just because we want to encourage you this morning through the worship, through Pastor Aaron, Pastor Ryan, the different ones that are sharing here. All we want to do is encourage you today and every day. And even when we're in this season right now where we're physically separated, we want to be close to you. We want you to know that we're here. You can call us at 585-343-6895. You leave a message. If somebody isn't right there to answer it, we'll get back to you. You can instant message us, become my friend on Facebook, or Pastor Ryan, Pastor Aaron, any one of the team. Reach out to them. Send them an instant message. We will get back to you. So I hope you're doing good today. I hope you're enjoying time together. I had one guy tell me, he says, I'm on the Corona diet. He says, we're supposed to be 15 days separate, but he said, during that time, I'm going to have 15 extra pounds. These things are kind of funny when they say, we need to look for things to laugh about in the season. Also, if you want to give to the work of the Lord here, you can go to thecitychurch.com. There's a page on there that you can give. If you have the PushPay app, or if you don't, download it. So easy to do. Or you can text to 77977, the word The City Church, NY, and text. It'll bring up a little screen on your phone, show you how to do it. It's really easy. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Just send it in the mail to City Church, 210 East Main Street in Batavia, New York. I want you to write some of these things down today. These verses that I want to give you, they are here today to encourage you. In Joshua 9, God says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. He's with you today. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Don't fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord God, he's in your midst. He's in our midst. A mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I love that. In Matthew 28:20, teaching them to declare all I've commanded you, Jesus said, behold, I am with you always. Always. And you need to realize that he is with you. He's here to help you. I want to pray, and then I just want to share God's word with you this morning. Lord, I pray for everyone who has become ill, who has become afflicted from what we are going through in our culture, even other things. I pray for families. I pray for businesses, schools, medical professionals, all the first responders. Lord, I pray your help. I pray, God, your strength upon them. Keep them. I pray a hedge of protection around them. And I ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hey, listen, if the sound is a little different today, it was last Thursday, we had one type of equipment set up. And just before the Thursday evening it started, it went dark on us. And so now we've switched over to another apparatus to help us, but it doesn't plug right into our sound system. So if the sound's a little different than it was a week ago, that's why. We're praying, believing that God's going to meet that need this week. We've never been here before, so we're walking on new ground, but I believe God's with us as we do it. I want to share with you this morning just a thought out of Psalm 30, and I'm just going to be a moment. David said, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. You brought my soul up from the grave and you have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of him, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. And this is the verse. This is what I want you to really think about this morning. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Listen, I know that there's many right now in this season of life, you're feeling like, this is too much. I can't handle this. I can't go on anymore. I can't stay home anymore. Some of you, your businesses have, the doors have been closed. You're wondering what you're going to do. My heart goes out for those who have started new businesses just a few months ago, and now you can't continue on in that, in the season. You're not sure what you're going to do. I want to tell you that even in the middle of all this, that God is with you, and he wants to help you. And if you're listening to me today and you've given your life to Christ, you're a Christian, you're born again, even in the midst of all that, that doesn't mean that you'll never face afflictions or heartache or troubles. And if anybody ever told you that, I'm sorry. Maybe they meant well, but it's just not the truth, because the Bible says in this world, you'll face trouble. You'll go through difficulties. But he said, lo, I'm with you always. Jesus, I just read it. He said, I'll be with you right to the end. And we go through challenges, and you're gonna face some things in your life that are difficult, and you're going to face some moments that seem dark. You're going to face some moments that seem unbearable. But the difference is that when Christ is in your life, you're not alone. You're not walking in darkness alone. He is there to help you and to lift you through the challenge that you are going to, and can help you and I find rest in the middle of a catastrophic moment. I read on the news this morning that New York State is the largest afflicted state now in the United States with this virus. And here we are, we're, you know, in quiet little upstate New York. And I know much of that is happening downstate. But nevertheless, I talk to people every day. They're fearful of what's going on and what's happening. And some have even said, has God brought this on us? Is he mad at us? I'm so grateful that David said in Psalm 124, if the Lord had not been on my side, tell me, where would I be? He goes on to say, the flood would have engulfed me. The torrent would have swept over me. But he says, praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken. We have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. For some, you've been looking to others for help. You've been looking to things. You've been looking to maybe something in a bottle, in a package, in a bag. But you'll never find the help that you really need there. Our help is in Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he's here to help you today. And before I end this morning, and I'm only going to be a few more moments, Jesus wants to be a part of your life. He wants to come into your life. Listen to this scripture in verse chapter 5. I just got four little thoughts on this. The first part of the verse is that it says, his anger is for a moment. Many would think that because you did something wrong in your life, you made some mistakes, that God is waiting for the opportune time just to club you upside the head, like he's hiding around a corner somewhere, just ready to pounce on you, take your life. But the Bible says that his anger is for a moment. And David says, he acknowledges, yeah, God, he does get upset at us sometimes. He does pause in just a moment. But just because he may get upset at us for a moment doesn't mean that he stops loving you and I. It doesn't mean that he gives up on you and I. He doesn't defriend you. He doesn't turn his back on you. He doesn't quit talking to you. He doesn't send you a text and say, you know, I'm done with you. That's not our God. God may be like a dad. A great dad will see his children make a mistake, and he'll be disappointed for a moment. There may be a sense of anger come over him. But it's only for a moment, because he doesn't carry that dissatisfaction about his children. A great dad loves his children even in the middle of their despair and their trouble and their bad choices. He loves them. He may say to his son or his daughter, you could have done better than that. You are made for more. And that's what our God does. He looks at you and I in those moments. His anger doesn't last forever. He just says to you and I, hey, you could have done better. You could have made a better choice. Your potential is beyond that. You could have avoided that instead of allowing that to hurt you and hurt those that love you. That's our God. Because God's nature is not to carry a grudge against you and I. And if we do something that is wrong and we run to him, the Bible says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and unrighteousness. I want you to remember that today, that Jesus has come into the world, the Apostle Paul say, to save sinners of like who I am, the chief. I'm grateful that he's come to save me. Micah 7:18, who is a God like you who will forgive sin and overlook the rebellion of your faithful people? You will not be angry forever, but you delight in showing mercy. I love that scripture because the scripture goes on to say that his favor is for an entire life, not just for moments when we do good. Some people, they have God construed thinking that he thinks the way they think. Well, if I do good today, then God's going to give me favor tomorrow. Can I tell you something? That even when you make mistakes, the favor of God still remains on your life if you love him, if he's your Savior, and if he's your Lord. He doesn't take that away from you. He'll open up opportunities and bless you right in the middle of the difficult moments in your life. And it doesn't matter who your parents were, that when Christ comes into your life, the Bible says his favor comes upon you. Come on, everybody say favor. Favor comes on you, and it lasts for a lifetime. And you and I need that favor. We need that favor in our homes, in our marriages, in our families, in our workplace. Some of you businesses that are struggling right now, when you give your life to Jesus, you will still go through difficulty, but there'll be favor on your life. He's going to turn it around. He's going to help you make up everything that you have ever lost. I believe that with all of my heart. Every opportunity that he has ever given to me, he's given me opportunities that I did not even deserve. It's because his favor is over my life. His favor is over your life. And many people want to give up because, again, they think God's mad at them. I just have this recurring word from God to tell his people he's not mad at you. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into the world that whosoever will believe upon him shall be saved. He loves you. He cares for you. His favor is for a lifetime. Sometimes when I hear that, I just want to stop and just say, God, thank you for your favor. Come on, write in your comment, favor. Make sure you share this with somebody who needs to hear this right now. And then he says, in the next part of that same verse 5, he says, weeping may endure for a night. In the darkest moments of our soul, we weep tears down our face, tears from hurt, from pain, from disappointment. Somebody said something about you. Somebody lied about you or cheated you or robbed you, assaulted you, made you become heartbroken. And maybe you're weeping this morning over some of your own poor choices and you're living with this guilt upon your life. Man, I've come to tell you today that God wants to lift you out of that guilt today. He wants to lift you higher than that guilt. He's come to redeem you from that guilt and that shame and give you hope. He's a way maker. We heard that song this morning. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. Even when you don't see it or feel it, he's working a miracle out in your life and in mine. That scripture says weeping may endure for a night. The word endure simply means it's just come to stop over. It's not going to last. It can't last. It has restrictions on it because mourning is coming, which leads me to my last point. Joy in that verse 5 in Psalm 30, verse 5, the last part of that fifth verse says, joy is coming in the morning. It's the break of day. And I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a crack in the darkness. I'm seeing even in the midst of all of the negative news that we hear, I'm sensing it. I'm seeing it in my heart. There's a crack of light breaking through the dark sky in our lives. Your weeping is almost over. And David struggled with this in his own life, that maybe as he did, maybe with you, there's still tears running down your face right now. You're still pained by something that you went through in your life before. Something that has hurt you, something that has bothered you, something that has assaulted your life, and you're still weeping over it. Can I tell you, joy is coming to your life. This, too, is going to pass. Life is coming your way. Your night is almost over. Morning is coming. And with it is coming great joy. Your life is going to be greater than you ever thought. God is not angry at you. God is not holding a grudge against you. God is not holding back his blessings on you because his favor is for a life. I feel like right now while I'm talking, there's a businessman that is listening to me. And God's been pulling at your heart for quite a while, and you've never surrendered your life to him. You think right now, you're thinking, I should have done it before. Maybe I wouldn't have gone through this. Can I tell you, he is with you right now. He is here to help you right now. And you need to give your life to him. Just like I want to pray for everybody this morning. To give your life to Jesus. And even in the darkest times of our life, he will come and he will rescue you and I. He will be Lord to you and I. He will help us. I want you to close your eyes with me. I want you just to bow your head. I want to give you an opportunity to make Christ the Lord of your life. Instead of you weeping any longer, your daylight is coming. Your night is almost over. Close your eyes. Bow your head with me right where you're at. Maybe you've never given your life to Christ. Maybe you gave him your life and things were going so good, you just didn't think you needed his help anymore and you set him up over here on a shelf. And maybe somebody has told you, wow, you blew it. You're never going to get that back again. He's not a God like that. He cares for you. He loves you so much this morning. I want to pray for you. He's going to do something great in many people's lives today. You can be that person. You can be one of them today. Just close your eyes with me. Say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I commit my heart and my life to you. I ask you to forgive me for every wrong that I've ever done. Some that I didn't know and others that I was fully well aware I was engaging in. Forgive me for those. And God, now I ask you, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior and be my Lord. I will live for you all the days of my life. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer this morning, would you maybe just in the comment section, just give us a little thumbs up or say the word, I did. Let us know. We want to pray for you. If you don't have a Bible, you let me know. You send a little comment in that section or instant message us. Did you need one? I'll get one to you. We'll drop it off at your house. We'll meet you out front here, give it to you. We'll send it to you. Get God's word into your heart. You can download that YouVersion app. You've heard Pastor Ryan just banging the drum on. It's true. Get that YouVersion app on your phone, on your smart device. You can read it, look at it anytime. Let the Word of God sink into your heart. Start listening to him more than you listen to the opinion of others. We need him right now. It's a moment in our lives, in our society, our culture. We need the Lord right now. Hey, I love you. Listen, if you want to give to him this morning, you can go to thecitychurch.com. There's a page on there. It says give. You can give right on there. If you have the PushPay app, if you don't, download it. If you have it, you can give on that. You can text to 77977, the word The City Church NY. It'll bring up a screen on your device and show you how to do that. Or you can, like one of my friends said, he said, I just like the old-fashioned way. I want to send it to you. Send it to the City Church, 210 East Main Street, in Batavia, New York, 14020. I want to say thank you to everybody in particular during this season. You've been faithful to give. Thank God for that. We've had to make some fast decisions and some changes here. We want to keep on doing what God has called us to do, even in this moment. I thank you. I thank you. The leaders thank you. The staff thanks you. Everybody in this room that's helping right now, we thank you. We love you. We stand with you. We believe God with you. I want to just tell you, we do life together, even while we're physically apart. We care for you. If we can do anything for you, call the church, 585-343-6895. Leave a message if nobody's there. Our food pantry is open Thursdays from 11 to 1, Saturdays 10 to noon. We've had a food pantry for a lot of years. It's there for you. If you need something in between that time, just reach out to us. Send us a message, and we'll get back to you. We do life together. I care for you. Our group, our team, our leaders, pastors, staff, we care for you. We're here for you. Go in His grace. Love on somebody today. Send somebody a text. Call them. Let them know, hey, I care for you. Go in His grace. I love you.